Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess. And, you know, it's a wonderful, beautiful Sunday night. I'm very pleased to announce that, really, honestly, Dallas is not used to having this kind of weather. And consequently, it's beautiful. And people will even stand in the rain and enjoy it. As far as Saturday night was concerned, I got to watch a game in the pouring rain, and I actually didn't mind it. I think it's those things in life that are different. You know, nobody ever says, you remember that one day that was really sunny and beautiful, and we did this? You know, normally it's always like, remember back when we got flooded out, we were out there in the rain, and it was crazy, and you had those ponchos on, and people will talk about those situations for years to come. So it's always something that's a little different that makes people's minds just kind of go pitter-patter. But anyway, joining us this evening is a friend of mine and quite an impressive person with the production and TV and film. It's Ron Head. And as I told you earlier, Ron has contributed to some of the highest rating shows. He's been appearing on ABC, NBC, Discovery, TLC, Food Network, and more. And he's been involved with feature films, short films, and episodic series. Ron, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Ashley. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, a lot of people that have listened to this show, they have this thing. They have this desire, this passion. And some people's passion could be writing. Other people's passion could be speaking. But a lot of people have the passion for film and TV. And if it's not to make it or produce it, it's definitely to enjoy it. So, you know, when did your love affair for the screen and TV begin?
You know, to be honest, I feel like I've always had a passion for it. I can remember some of my fondest, like, earliest memories as a kid were just watching, like, Back to the Future and just different kind of films that just grabbed me. And I've always, and my friends are a testament to this, I've always looked at movies and film, TV, differently than, like, I think, like, the average viewer. Like, I really kind of dive in. I just understood it. I feel like if nothing else gets me, like, these stories do, you know? So that's really like where, you know, like I say some, you know, when I was like five, it was really like when I felt like I was going to do this, you know, it really intrigued me and grabbed my attention.
So you knew kind of at a really early age at five that that was something that you really wanted to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I knew, you know, at an early age, like that, I loved telling stories. And, when I was real little, like I used to write like the cheesiest, you know, little stories that, you know, 8-year-old could come up with. But like early on, I started, you know, just writing stories. And I feel like that kind of came from my love affair with movies and different scripted TV shows and whatnot. Just because of the way that, you know, it just intrigued me. I loved the, you know, the, creativity and, you know, seeing something that you create, you know, kind of take its life on its own and, you know, have your characters kind of start talking to you. And I know that sounds a little schizophrenic, but, you know, that's really what it is. It's, you know, these things that you write and create really kind of take a life of its own. I just started at an early age and I just knew this is something I wanted to pursue.
Do you ever catch yourself able to read or look over some of those childhood stories that you wrote?
You know, my mom has them somewhere in an attic in Nebraska. God, I don't even think I would want to be honest with you.
That's funny. No, I understand. It's like sometimes you read it stuff. I actually ran across an old screenplay that I wrote probably about 6 years ago today. And half of me was thinking, do I really want to look at that?
Yeah.
You know, or is it going to probably make me laugh? Yes. So I decided, you know what? I'll take some time and read it and just get a good chuckle.
Yeah, I feel like for that, like I'm my own worst critic. Like everything I write, I think is bad. But I think that most writers can say that.
Well, I can vouch for that. At least that's how I feel. I don't know how many times I've done rewrites, revisions on something that's already been done. I mean, like, you know, I've finished it, it's done, and then there I am doing like the ninth revision, going, I don't think it's done yet.
Yeah, and you know, and you're going back and you're changing the one word over and over, and it's like, oh, I wanted to mean this, but I wanted to say this word, or no, I think it'd be better if it was this. Like, you know, it's little stuff like that. You just nitpick yourself. That's just the way I've always been.
I don't know if I would say it's perfectionist, but I think that yes, being the hardest critic on ourselves actually also not only is it kind of difficult sometimes, but it really does raise the bar. I mean, you know, I think the most talented people are that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
how did you get started? I mean, where did you go to film school?
I did. When I moved back to Houston, where I'm from, I was kind of searching. I'd always been writing, like I said, writing on my own and kind of trying to do my own thing. And I just found I really wanted to go somewhere where I could be around other talent, other people who had the same passion that I had, and really just kind of connect. And I found a great film program in Houston, actually, which I had no idea that even existed. It's part of the Houston Community College system, and at the time it was called the Movie Makers Academy. When I was attending, it was part of the Houston Community College system. But it kind of is its own wing and stuff. Now it's definitely much more integrated into the college system at HCC. But Rick Boyd and everyone there at Houston Community College run a great program, and I owe where I am really to them and that school.
How long was the program?
It's 2 years. I got to a point where I got really fortunate and started getting gigs and shows and doing movies and stuff while I was actually in school. I don't necessarily recommend that to other students because everyone has their own path. I definitely would say finish and get your degree. Unfortunately, I didn't because I got lucky. I started booking stuff and doing movies while I was in school, and I got to the point where I was so busy, I had to choose, what was I going to do? Was I going to go to school and learn how to do this, or was I going to take the opportunity and just do this? And I say that's the great thing about this industry is no matter what your education is, no matter what your background is, everyone pretty much starts in the same place. So taking what I learned in school and, instantly using that towards building my career is something that I look back on really fun.
I actually see that as a positive, not a deficit. I think that, like anything else, I mean, people sit there and argue about how people should graduate college before they should go pro, what have you, but it's like in the process, could that person get hurt without ever getting pro, or could have had all kinds of options? As well as I understand the idea of having an education is important, but a lot of times when people say that you have to have experience, it seems like you were getting exactly that, so.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it almost on par of like a college athlete, who gets a shot and goes to the pros. I took my opportunity and I left early.
I think you did the right thing. I mean, from looking at your IMDb, I think you did the right thing. So that kind of leads me, because I was looking at that, and I actually printed it all out, and it's really neat. You have it took quite a bit of pages to print it. We all hear about the big break. What people's big break was. What was your big break, and when was it?
I say I had two. One was my very first job in the industry ever. While I was in school, one of my instructors, Dan Valdez, who works locally in Houston, is a gaffer who basically, I don't know if you know what a gaffer is, but they basically are like an electrician. And they do like the lighting and electric work in the film industry. He was working on a commercial and knew that, we just finished the semester and asked me if I'd be interested in helping out. I instantly, I took any opportunity I could get to actually get some real world experience. And I took that, and that commercial from there led to me getting my first movie job. And I worked as a production coordinator on this independent film in Houston that was distributed by Lionsgate. It's Western. Originally, it was called Mexican Gold. Now it's, you can IMDb it, it's Return of the Outlaws was the name of the film. And that was kind of my first break, I'd say. Got my feet wet and got, opened some doors for me. And from there, obviously, that led to other movies and stuff, and working locally in Houston and, in the Texas area. I'd say my big break, though, was really when I made the decision to move to L.A., and it was just kind of a coincidence how it happened. I had worked as a production coordinator on a TV show for TLC called Big Medicine, which was this weight loss show that was done in Houston, and I finished up that show, and the line producer, who much of the crew in reality are L.A.-based, they come in to different cities, and then they hire a few locals. I was one of the locals that happened to be hired on that show. And I was, really seriously contemplating making the move to LA and taking my career, a little more seriously and, trying to Texas entertainment is, at least back then, which was, you know, 5-6 years ago, the entertainment industry here was much, much smaller and just so hard to do anything outside of, you know, you definitely had a glass ceiling in terms of what jobs you can really do here. And I'm just always been one of the people, like, you're not going to tell me no, like, I'm going to produce, I'm going to have my own company, I'm going to, eventually everyone's going to be working for me. So it's always kind of been my attitude. And, so the one producer that I worked with on Big Medicine, called me, for a show that she was doing for NBC called America's Toughest Jobs. It was an original production show that basically took, like, all of their big, like, occupational hazard shows, like Deadliest Catch, Ice Road Truckers, and some of their other shows that they've, Black Gold, you know, we did like an episode. She was looking for production coordinator for that. And the kicker was she called me on a Wednesday and said, I'm looking for a production coordinator for this new show I'm on. Would you be interested? I said, yeah. She said, okay, I need you in LA on Monday. And literally packed up everything I had in my SUV and drove to LA. Told my friends, hey, sorry, gotta go. Moving to LA. Literally had like a day to get everything in order, and then I was on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely a kind of spur-of-the-moment decision that, you know, ultimately, you know, looking where I am now, it worked out. But back then, you know, definitely could have gone either way.
No, it's kind of nice when you don't have to actually think about something. When it gets to that point where you don't have a lot of time and you just really had to say your goodbyes, pack your stuff, and go.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. I hated saying my goodbyes, which is why I try to come home as often as I can still. But, you know, I've always known, like, what I want to do, this is what I got. This is what I need to do. And an opportunity came that I couldn't pass up, and I jumped on.
That's awesome. Well, obviously it works. I mean, you know, to have one and two breaks, both of them pretty amazing. And, you know, I think the industry is just lucky to have you. So I understand now why you left Houston for sure.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, anytime I can come back to Houston to do anything, you know, I try. Like, obviously, I was just in Dallas doing Big Rich, Texas, which, you know, as great as that show is, and, you know, it's the second highest rated show on Style Network. My incentive to do it was the fact that I could be close to home. That was my big reason for wanting to come on and produce that show.
How many times, though, through that whole deal this last shoot were you able to go home? Because I know y'all were working pretty tough.
You know, unfortunately, it didn't really work out. I wasn't able to take off and drive to Houston like I had originally planned. But, you know, the great thing about it is I was able to extend my trip and say, hey, don't fly me back to LA right away. Fly me from Houston. And, you know, I've been in Houston hanging out with my friends and family for the last 2 weeks.
That's awesome. Hey, Ron, if you don't mind, we're going to go here to break here for a second. When we come back, we're going to have Out and About with Cynthia Smoot, the Jake Busey Minute. And then after that, we'll actually reconnect with Ron and discuss more about his favorite TV series that he's produced and kind of talk about season to season and character analysis and also about how to make your own film and how to go from point A to point B with that. So, Ron, if you don't mind sticking with us, and for the rest of our listeners, we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.